In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we're at the bottom of the page. Page 5, volume 32, 917, 1933. Okay. And do you know what my divine will does? Jesus is trying to help us understand what this divine will is. He says this, and do you know what my divine will does? The divine will gives life. The divine will recalls everything back to divine life. The divine will makes rise this divine life, everything that the divine will has done for the good of all souls, past, present, and future. The divine will rouses the sweet memory of its works as present and in act, as if it were repeating them. It's the birth of Adam, the creation of Adam, the creation of the universe, the creation of Our Lady, the creation of Jesus in the womb of the Blessed Mother. It's to begin to live this abundant life. And my divine will, forming its life in the human littleness, makes the memory of everything rise again in order to give and to receive everything. Here's that breath. Here's the waves coming in and out. To give and to receive. It actuates everything in the soul and forms its divine encampment. It's no longer human. It's divine. Do you see what God is doing? He loves us so much that He is actually repeating everything for us as if we were actually there. See, there's no time or space. So you can, in the divine will, one of the main gifts that God gives in the divine will is bilocation. And it's not the bilocation of the saints. What Jesus wants is He wants us to enter into this life so that Jesus takes us places, as He took Louisa. He'll take us to the creation of the universe. He will take us to the creation of Adam. He will bring us to His incarnation. You have to understand there's no time or space with the divine will. As humans, all we understand is time and space. Jesus wants to free us of this time and space that we're trapped in. He wants us to enter into eternity. He says this. He says it actuates everything in the soul and forms its divine encampment. Therefore, be attentive. What does be attentive mean? To read, to study. Receive these waves of my volition. They re-pour themselves over you, Louisa, in order to change your lot. And if you receive them, you, Louisa, shall be its fortunate creature. And it's the same thing for us. If we receive everything that Jesus has given in the divine will, we become God's fortunate creature. But why? It's not human. See, all we understand is the fallen state. That's not the human life that God wanted. He wanted us to be in God's image and likeness, to share in the divinity of Christ. This is what He wanted. And when Adam fell, we lost all that. So Jesus came to earth to, again, give us baptism. And through holy baptism, we are now in God's image. And with this great gift of the divine will, we enter into God's likeness. Volume 32, 10, 1, 1933. The divine volition never leaves me. You see why you're never alone. You're never lonely. You're always with God. You're always one with Him. And the more that you're attentive, the more that you read, the happier you become, because Jesus is always there. Mary is always there. It seems to me that the divine will is always inside and outside of me, as in the act of surprising me, because the divine will wants to place its act in everything that I do, whether I think, whether I speak, whether I act. If I pray, if I suffer, if I labor, even if I sleep, the divine will wants to give me its divine rest in my sleep. It always wants to give itself to something that I do. And in everything, the divine will calls me by telling me, let me descend into the depth of all your acts, and I shall make you, Luisa, rise into the heights of my act. Do you see what the divine will is? It's the life of God. And he says, let me descend into your depth of your acts, every thought, every word, every deed. And then I, God, shall make you, Luisa, rise into the heights of my act. We shall compete. You will ascend, and I, God, will descend. It's the waves against the shore. It's the breathing in, it's the breathing out. It's the blood pumping into your heart, the blood pumping out. God wants to play with you. It's a father playing, you know, tossing the ball to his child, and the child tossing it back to God, to the father. We shall compete. You will ascend to God, and I, God, will descend to earth. Volume 32, 10:15, 1933. See, therefore, the great difference that there is between the divine will as life and that as effect. As life, all the goods, all the virtues, all the prayers, all the love, all the sanctity convert as nature into the soul. They are the springs that form in her, this font that forms in her, that always rise in a way that the soul feels in herself the nature of divine love, of divine patience, of divine sanctity. As she naturally feels the mind that thinks, the eye that sees, the mouth that speaks. There is no effort in this because God has given them as nature. So the soul feels owner to make use of them as she wants. To see what's happening. As you breathe, you say, Jesus, breathe in my breathing. It's Jesus that is breathing in your breathing, but it feels as if you're doing it. That's very natural. Jesus, come gaze in my gazing. You're gazing, and it seems like you're doing this, but God takes you at your word. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Your heart is beating, but it's Jesus that is beating in our heart beating. You see what God is doing? He's sharing with us his divinity. And it's as if we're doing it, but in reality, God is doing it. Volume 32, 10:30, 1933. How beautiful it is to find our daughter in the midst of our works. Luisa repeats to us what we, Triune God, did for the soul. Luisa repeats to us our loving embraces, our ardent kisses, our outpourings of love. And oh, how our contentment is in seeing that Luisa rises to us, Triune God, and brings to us, Triune God, what with so much love we, Triune God, gave to Luisa. And we give to Luisa. We gave and give. See, it's that playing. It's like the tossing of the ball from the parent to the child. God is constantly giving. And he says, when he give it back, I can give you more. When you give it back, I can give you more. Our divine will acts as guide and brings Luisa even to us, Triune God, in order to make the exchange of what we, Triune God, have given Luisa, such that the one who lives in our holy divine will, which is Luisa Ficaretta, is the collector of all of God's divine works. And Luisa brings them back to us, back into our womb, in order to tell us, Triune God, I love you with your own divine love. I glorify you by means of your own divine power. You have given me everything, and I, God, give you back to you everything that you have given me. You see what God is doing? It's as if another God is giving this to her because it's divine. It's not Luisa's. God gives it to Luisa. Luisa immediately gives it back. God receives this as if he has received it from another God. Don't you want to play with God? Really? Volume 33, 526, 1935. So I continued my abandonment in the divine volition, and I prayed to Jesus that Jesus would pour himself over my little soul, and Jesus would make me rise again in all the divine fiat, and oh, how I would want to be one single act of the divine will. See, she wants to go back to that prime act of God. God did one thing, and it's everything. When God said, fiat lux, let there be light, everything was created. There were different epochs, he said, but everything began with the fiat. It's the same thing with Our Lady's fiat. When the angel said, you'll be the mother of God, she said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. And the incarnation took place. God became man. And now Jesus has given to us the fiat voluntas tua. May your kingdom reign in me on earth as the saints possess it in heaven. It's the final fiat, the third fiat. Everything's coming to completion. We're going back to where we were before the fall. We're never going to be separated from God, ever. We're going to be one with him in his most holy divine will. And my sweet Jesus, resuming his say, he told me, Luisa, my daughter, you must know, a command from Jesus, that all created things and everything that I, God, did, I, God, suffered in redemption, run after the soul in order to tell her, we bring you the divine love of your Creator in order to receive yours. So this divine love goes to Luisa. Luisa takes it and gives it back to God. We bring you this love, this heartbeat, so it'll come back to us. We bring you this breath, so this breath will come back to God. It's I give you this why to, it's yours now. As you give it back to me, I give you more. Then you give it back to me, and I give you more. It's forever. It's eternal. It's never the same. It's always more beautiful. We are his messengers. And while we descend into the depth of the earth, we rise again on high in order to bring, as in triumph, your little love to our Creator. But do you know what the great good that comes to you? You remain confirmed in divine love and in his divine works and in his divine life and in his divine sufferings, his divine tears, in everything that God has done. See, we participate in God. Image and likeness. Volume 33, 531, 1935. And as in the redemption I exposed myself to so many humiliations, to unheard of sufferings, even to dying crucified, I, God, endured everything. Why? In order to place my dwelling in safety and to restore to mankind all the sumptuousness, all the beauty, all the magnificence with which I, God, formed Adam, such that Adam, mankind, would again be worthy of me. Now, when I see that everything was finished and my enemies were satisfied that they had taken away my life and my power that has no limits, recalled my humanity to life. Jesus comes back to life. I recalled my holy humanity back to life. And in rising again, everything rose again. Together with me, the creatures rose again, my sufferings rose again, the goods that I required for them rose again, and as my heavenly humanity triumphed over death, so my most holy divine will rose again and triumphed in the creatures awaiting its kingdom. And if my holy humanity had not risen again, if it did not have this power, redemption would have failed. It would have been doubted that it might not even be a work of God. So Jesus said, his resurrection is essential for us. And it's not to resurrect after we die. It's to resurrect now. It's to live the life of Jesus now. And the way we can do this is through Luisa. She's the firstborn. She's the newborn of the divine will. Volume 33, 610, 1935. My daughter, Luisa. The first day of the creature is to adore the first duty of the creature is to adore God who created her. Okay, so adoration is what the little children of the Holy Divine Will shall do. Okay. John Paul II, in the 80s, asks that every parish have Eucharistic adoration. Every parish have Eucharistic adoration. How many Eucharistic adoration chapels do we have? Not many. Why? We're disobedient. Let's look at Humanae Vitae. Humanae Vitae in 1969. It's hot. What was human life? If we had obeyed Humanae Vitae, France, England, Germany, Spain, Italy would not be invaded. Why are they being invaded? It's the consequence of not obeying Humanae Vitae. There's no children. I remember when we were talking to Father Gobi. He spent time in South America and in Mexico. He crossed over into the United States, and his first response was, "Where are they?" And people says, "Where are who?" He says, "Where are the children?" When I was in South America, when I was in Mexico, they were all around me, children, hundreds of children. I crossed into America. Where are they? Do you think we're not going to be punished? God is, he says, everything that I have created, this is what he tells Louisa, everything that I have created is a work of God. The only divine life is a child of God. The devil has convinced everybody in the United States not to have children, to hate children, to kill children. You have to understand, a lot of times children are upset because they know in their heart they were supposed to have other brothers and sisters and they don't have their family. And they treat their parents with disrespect and anger. Why are the kids like this? Why don't you listen to what life is about? Humanae Vitae. Again, our God wants to give us a blessing. He wants to fill us with divinity. But if we aren't open to life, how can you have divine life? If you're not open to human life, how can you have divine life? This is very, very important that we understand. To be Catholic is to obey the teachings of the church. And when we go against the teachings of the church, we will punish ourselves. You know, what's happened is zero population. That's what the devil loves. Again, we have to get back to being Catholic. We have to get back to be open to life. We have to get back to understand what human life is all about so that we can enter into what divine life is all about. Those that practice birth control cannot live in the divine will. It doesn't work. You're already saying to God, no. How can you say yes to God? How can you give your fiat to God when you've already said no to God? It doesn't work. A lot of people I know, and these are even religious. Some religious have a contraceptive mentality. And they tell everybody, oh, you don't need children. Oh, it's all right. God understands. They cannot live in the divine will. They said no to life. They say no to love. They said no to God. You have to understand what's coming is divine. And that means total docility to God. Saying to God, whatever you want is what I want. And again, the Lord loves us greatly. But we have been given choices that are not Catholic. And we have to become Catholic again. We have to begin to live this universal life again in order to receive this gift. So when you say to some people, priests, sisters the divine will, and they say no. Again, they've already said no to God, so they can't say yes to this. A contraceptive mentality. You know what a contraceptive mentality is? A grandmother hearing that her granddaughter's having a baby, and she says, thank God it's you and not me. That's a curse. Thank God it's you and not me. That's a curse. See, Jesus wants us to live a life that is filled with life. You, what did Jesus say? He talked about the desert to Louisa. He says, you know why the desert is empty and burnt? He says, because Adam sinned. If Adam had not sinned, Jesus says, the desert would be packed. That's the word he used. Packed with people. Life. That's what's coming back. Paradise is coming back. And it's going to be for those who are Catholic. I'm sorry to say, there's a lot of time is going to be in purgatory for most people. A lot of time in purgatory. What we have to do is we have to become Catholic again. Repair, redo, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Repair, redo. Get rid of the television. Repair and redo. Don't be in front of that hypnotic eye of death. What was it, 4 years ago we heard that the children spend 6 million hours on their cell phones. Can you imagine what it is now? 6 million wasted hours. How many people watch a movie again and again and again and again and again? Oh, it's such a great movie. Let's look at the best movie that came out. The Titanic. Every sin was in the Titanic. Every commandment was broken, and it won all the awards. How great. What a love story this was. No. It was hell. And they applauded it, and they cheered it, and they loved it. And now the one who sang the song wants to kill children. It's you have to understand, the demonic is very much in charge. Jesus is saying to us, I want you to enter into this abundant life. That's what he's saying to us. So he says, the first duty, did I read that one? The first duty of the creature is to adore the God who created her. The first act that says sanctity is duty. Duty calls the order. The order makes arise the most beautiful harmony between God and the soul. The harmony of will, the harmony of love, the harmony of ways, of imitation. To be one with God, fuse with God. We are divine royalty. Our Father is the King of the universe. Our Mother is the Queen of the universe. To be Catholic means to remember your dignity, your duty, your responsibility to God. Again, how sad it is. So, like I said before, the Baltimore Catechism was thrown out. Baltimore Catechism was thrown out. How do you begin to live this abundant life? It's now with the Book of Heaven. Jesus makes it very simple and very clear how to begin to live again this Catholic life. This universal life. And this is where the fiat comes in. Everything is fiat. Everything is for God. Everything is for God's glory. And when we do this, how beautiful it is. Oh, how sweet and welcome is this heartbeat, is this breath in ours, God says. We're united with God. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. How sweet and how welcome is this heartbeat and breath in ours. And we, in order to exchange her, we beat her in her heart. And we beat in her heart. We breathe in her breathing. We give her the divine heartbeat. And we give her the divine breath as life, as heritage, and growth of our supreme being in the soul. This is so beautiful. It's not your heart beating anymore. It's Jesus beating in our heart beating. It's Jesus breathing in our breathing. It's a divine heartbeat in us. It's a divine breathing in us. And he says, it's the growth of our supreme being in the soul. Do you see the intimacy that God is calling us to? It's not just to pray prayers and get your novena done so you can do what you want. That's what the saints said. St. Augustine says, love God and do what you want. No. The divine will is more than that. The divine will is love God with your whole heart, mind, and soul. Let Jesus reign in you. Let him breathe in your breathing, beat in your heart beating, dance in your dancing. You want Jesus to never leave you. You want to never leave Jesus. You want to always be in communion with him so that we can obtain the perennial communion that Adam had when he walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. That's what God's waiting for. And here to the duty of adoration rises the first duty of the act of the creature. Do you see? It's to know God, to love God, to serve God. Have God on our mind. This one priest said to me once, my mother taught me the first word, Mama. And he says, what she should have taught me was God. And I looked at that and I thought it was foolishness when I first heard it. But it's not foolishness. Our first duty is to God. When we open our eyes, our first duty is to praise him and to love him, adore him, glorify him. Worship him. That's our first duty, our first responsibility. And then throughout the day, in communion with him, Jesus, what are we going to do today? Always talking to him. And what happens is you're living heaven on earth. He says, to give life to her creator in her own soul. To give God the dominion in our own soul. To give God the freedom in our own soul. To form God to palpitate and breathe. Let God breathe in us, palpitate in us. To fill us with divine love in order to be able to say with these deeds, with breathing, with our heart beating, this creature is the bearer of our Creator. And this creature lets me do what I, God, want. Do you see what God is doing? He wants our docility. He wants our surrender. He wants our submission. Again, if you can't do that with Humani Vitae, how can you do it with anything else? And look what the consequences has happened. The Germans say, we're going to bring in people to run our factories. Baloney. They're not there to run your factories. We're going to bring people in to run our machines. Baloney. They're not in Italy to run their machines. Did you know that most of the cities in the heel of Italy, the families have abandoned. They've left. And there's a few people in those cities, those towns, and they're now filled with foreigners. And it's not Catholic. See, the consequences of not listening to the church is destruction, is death. We have to get back to being Catholic. How do you become Catholic? Jesus says, I'm going to teach you how to become Catholic in the Book of Heaven. So, adoration. We are called by Jesus Christ to adore him in the Blessed Sacrament. If your church doesn't do this, go to the internet. Savior.org. There's other websites where you can have Jesus in your house to adore him. That black tabernacle that St. Elizabeth Ann Seton spoke about, that everyone would adore, can become Jesus. And that's actually Jesus that you're looking at in your home. What a glorious thing. Remember John Paul II said, use the technology of today for the glory of God. Adoration is very important. To look at Jesus, to adore him, love him, praise him, thank him, bless him, worship him. This has to become part of our life again. And in the divine will, Jesus says, I don't have anybody loving me in the divine will as I want. Yeah. So he's asking us to do this. He really is. So he says this. He wants us to be the bearer of God. He wants us to let God do what God wants to do. He wants to have his way. It's the divine life, not human. 5:33, 9:28-35. This is the prerogative of our love, to always love everything that has come forth from us, to make all the acts of the creatures rise from within our divine love. This, he says, this is our love. This is what we want. Always love. Always love that comes forth from us, to make all the acts of the creatures rise to divine love. Okay, so how does that happen? From your prevenient act to your actual acts. In the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. You go outside, you look at the sky in the morning. I adore you, Jesus. Look at the sky with my eyes as you looked at the sky with your eyes. Look in my looking. Listen in my listening. Like I said to the children the other day, give up television. Give up that hypnotic eye of death. Live. Go outside and live. Get to experience the I love you of God outside. The leaves on the tree, every leaf is an I love you. Remember Jesus said that to Louisa? He says, Louisa, what do you see on the leaves of the trees? She says, I see your I love you and the Blessed Mother's I love you on every leaf. And Jesus said, where is your I love you? And she says, I want that. As soon as she said that, all the leaves of the tree had Jesus, Mary, and Louisa's I love you. If you had to do that humanly, you'd be there for the rest of your life. In the divine will, it's instantaneous. Don't limit God. I want my I love you on every grain of sand, every blade of grass. I want my I love you on every cloud in the sky, every color that you've made. I want my I love you on everything. Why? Because this is what you're asking. As you, Jesus, give your I love you, as Mary gives her I love you, as Louisa gives her I love you, I want my I love you intertwined with Jesus and Mary and Louisa. I want what you want. Jesus, sing your I love you to the Father. Give your I love you through my I love you to back to the Father. 5:33, 10:7, 1935. My death itself forms the continuous resurrection of the soul to living in the divine will. In fact, the creature feels herself continuously regenerated in my blood, in my sufferings, in my love, and even in my breath, in which she finds sufficient grace in order to live of my divine will, because I, God, placed everything at Louisa's disposition. Louisa basically is the newborn of the divine will. And when we link ourselves to Louisa, everything is at our disposition as well. There's no limit. Again, going back to repairing and redoing. We always want to repair and redo. We always want to do this. And Jesus says this, it will be as if Adam never sinned, which means it's going to look as if we never sinned. Learn how to repair. Learn how to redo. It's very, very important. This is our job. As I had my most holy humanity at the disposition of my divine will, so I placed inside and outside of the soul in order to give life to my divine will in Louisa, inside and outside of Louisa. Now, when Louisa decides not to live in my divine will, my blood does not, it's not Louisa, when a soul decides not to live in my divine will, my blood does not reign in the soul because it does not have whom to regenerate back into the divine. So my sufferings do not form the wall of defense because the human will forms the continuous collapse to my divine works and renders as impotent my death so that everyone would rise again in my volition. So here Jesus is saying, if your prayers are not being answered, it's because your human will is in charge. Every prayer that you pray is going to be answered. Every prayer. But he says, if it's not, it's because your human will forms this collapse of God's works. He says, renders everything, what do you call it? Dissolved. It's no longer there. It can't work. See, the fiat is everything to Jesus. Fiat is everything. And the more that we can say fiat, the happier we're going to be. The more we can say fiat, Jesus says this, God goes into ecstasy when he hears fiat. Why? He hears the repetition of his prime act with his fiat. He goes into ecstasy. Why? Because this is God. God says, let there be light. Our Lady said, let it be done to me as you say. God says, teaches us, let your kingdom come in me, reign in me on earth as it is in heaven. God goes into ecstasy. We're entering into the third era. This is what's coming. This is what's so spectacular. Volume 34, 12, 15, 19, 35. Therefore, there is no greater honor that the soul can give to us, triune God, than coming into our most holy divine will. There is no greater honor that we can give to God than to begin to live in the divine will. This is greater than sanctity of the saints. The sanctity of the saints came because of their holy humanity. And what God is calling us to is to enter into divine sanctity. So he says, we triune God, as we see the soul come, we triune God place at her disposition the whole of creation because it belongs to her. For it was her, Louisa, that the creation was made. And as Louisa makes her round in each created thing, Louisa finds our creative power that investing Louisa communicates our divine love that each one possesses. He's sharing with Louisa his divinity, and he now wants to share this with us. And Louisa can love us, triune God, with our creative strength that rises, and Louisa can love us as Louisa wants and as much as she wants, 30, 60, or 100-fold, whatever you want. And what God is looking for is, he's looking for souls who want the divine will as their everything. And so the love of the Creator and of the creature kiss each other. Heaven and earth kiss. One rests in the other. And both feels the contentment of truly loving each other. And oh, how beautiful is the company of the one who loves us, triune God. It's the beautiful company of Louisa. Louisa is the only one born of original sin that does this. Mary has done this. She's the mother of God, Theotokos. Jesus has done this. He's the Son of God. But the one human who has done this is Louisa. So much is our contentment that our divine love rises and invests other more beautiful works of loving industries in order to make us, triune God, loved. What's coming is a new beginning for mankind. Volume 34, 3:1, 1936. I am under the press of the privation of my sweet Jesus, and I felt myself squeezed, undone, as if my life wanted to end. But the divine volition, triumphing over my little being, rises in my soul and calls me to make my daily round in His will. Okay, so He's showing us, God's calling us daily to make our rounds. And it seems to me that while I feel myself die without dying, it forms its victory and its triumph, and its life rises again over my dying humanity. And it's more beautiful. It's all full of majesty and of double love. Oh, divine will, how much you love me. You make me feel death in order to centralize your divine life in me all the more. So I continue on my day in His divine acts, and arriving at the incarnation of the Word, felt such divine love as to feel myself burned, consumed in His divine flames. Now who can tell you all the marvels that become enclosed in this act of our divine will? Jesus says, our divine love rises. Our divine love diffuses so much as to not to be able to find a place for where to put itself. And when it has filled everything, it withdraws into our source. This is God. He fills us to the capacity, and then He withdraws. And He says, I'll then expand your capacity and give you more. Then I'll expand your capacity and give you more. This will be for all eternity. It's not one thing that we're used to having. Well, it's the same thing day after day after day. No. Every day is more beautiful than the last. Everything that God is doing is more beautiful than we could ever imagine. St. Thomas Aquinas says we enter into the beatific vision. We enter into the awe of God. This is what God is doing. Let's see. It goes here. Now, if she loves us, this dose of our love rises and becomes larger, and she becomes more powerful, and she feels the need of loving us more, and of loving the will of her Creator, of her God. It's really a new beginning that's happening for Louisa, and God wants this to happen to us. Read, study. And again, I really recommend the calendar. Read the calendar every day. Within 1 year, you will have read all 36 volumes. And it's a few pages a day, 10 at the most. Some days, it's a page. And as you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, what God is doing is He's expanding your capacity to fill you more. He said this to Louisa. I can't breathe in you like we breathed into Adam. Adam was infinite dust. And I breathed into this dust my image and likeness. What came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. He says, you're limited by your skin. So He says, every word that you read will be a puff that I'll breathe into you. And then I will expand your capacity so you'll have more. And I'll expand your capacity so that you will have more. That's what's so beautiful about this. The reading of the calendar is plenty for each day. If you really are meditating on what Jesus is saying, it's plenty. It fills you to capacity. So the next day when you read, you have more space to give more. He keeps on expanding us. He loves us very much. He's got great plans. And we're in them. He needs us to give our fiat. He needs us to become Catholic. He needs us to stop worrying and being fearful and being anxious and complaining and being negative. He has chosen us, predestined us to live at this time. He's got great things in store. And when you read this gift of the divine will, He's saying, I'm expecting you to live this. That's why He says, I'm waiting for the souls who must live in my divine will. That's us. So we'll end there in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.